I just wanted to say Helen Keller's not fucking real, and I don't care who you are, but she's not fucking real. Who the fuck, like, she wrote books? No, she fucking didn't. She's blind and deaf. Also, TikTok, you need to make a front flash.
Welcome to She's Not Doing So Well.
Comedy podcast.
What?
Featuring Bobby.
I don't want to be viral. I want to be inspirational and life-changing. Because listen, I'm edgy. You fuck.
Jim.
I'm a top. What can I say? Finally, he's just like, you can unfollow me if you don't like my body.
The Miz.
Oh my God, tell me all about it. I'm in New York, right? But you like it mushroom sheep?
Thank you, Jesus.
Wait, let me just start the show.
Sure.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of She's Not Doing So Well. I'm Bobby.
I'm Jim.
I'm the Miz.
Welcome. Happy Wednesday. Hopefully everybody's having a great week. I can't speak right now because I'm trying a new edible because I'm a marijuana card holder.
That's right. You're a medical patient. Yeah. All right.
I have a problem.
He has chronic pain.
I actually do. Shout out to our Discord.
Yeah.
Shout out, boys.
We love them because they are active.
Listen, I like the Discord because I want to have like a place for, like, we want to wear our fats a must, femmes a plus, like, we want to act like we're so diverse and so non-ableist and so woke. Actually, to be honest with you, and you know what, you can fuck off, because I actually feel very body positive right now.
I do too. I think
I absolutely do not.
Like, I'm showing my belly, like, I'm gross.
You're showing your balls.
Well, like, yeah, I'm to the balls now.
Like, we're below the belly. We're below the belt. And Miz, your below the belt is disappearing due to your phase.
I know.
Your recent phase.
Wait, you're having a phase?
Trigger warning.
No fucking triggers.
No, you're going to get triggered.
I'm about to trigger your goddamn
trigger
phase.
Warning eating disorders.
I'm about to trigger your fucking throat to get you to fucking throw up that chalupa pizza.
Oh, put it deep down his throat.
Yeah.
Do you like it deep down your...
Oh, God. Oh, chalupa, man.
Have you ever seen the straight guys that go...
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
So funny. What is? Yeah. I don't get it.
My friend does it all.
What is that exactly?
So they're trying to see if their family recognizes porn screams. So they're like being around their whole family at Thanksgiving, and then they're like, "Oh my God!" to see like if all the men in the group turn around and be like, "That sounds like Pornhub."
Becky, close your
ears. I don't watch that. Becky.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you guys doing?
They're just trying to see, like, who knows about the porn.
Straight guys are so fucking weird.
Yes, fully agree.
Like, join our Discord, though, if you're straight.
But if you are, trigger warning, we love straight dads.
Yeah, honestly.
Join our Discord and find hot guys on the internet and post it in our channel, because that's what people do now.
Yeah, and honestly, don't worry about the... I don't know what I was going to say there.
Don't worry about if you're not a straight man. We love gay men, too.
No, I don't know. Yeah, that's exactly where I was going with that. Like, when gays are like, no wonder we're such a shattered community, because you're just making, you just want straight guys. You don't want any femme queers.
That's right.
No, I don't. Oh. It's wrong to have like a sort of a preference. Does that make sense?
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that at all.
I mean, it's like, I like a guy who...
Miz doesn't like whites, so that's fair.
Well, right. And so, and then my stance happens to be racially sound, and that I only hate white people.
How convenient.
Like, of course, we're supposed to hate white people.
How convenient. Right. Way to set that up.
But no, like literally, like...
I hate the whites.
Like, I don't.
Everyone's like, yes. Yes, you do.
You get out your like shade of your card.
I only
shade.
Suck Latinx dick.
Yeah, like you're like, you get like have a card that has like different pigments.
In the Discord, we have a person of color now, and that is doing it for me.
Same. I think it's Chicago Cub or something.
Yeah, we love
Shy Cub.
Shy Cub.
Not so shy.
And that's a hot dick.
I would play around with that.
I knew you.
I knew as soon. Yeah, I saw that. I was like,
it's thick enough for you.
And it, I mean.
And that lip. Ooh.
It's a good lip.
I want to shout out some people on the Discord, like Dwayne Anthony.
Gotta love Dwayne. He's always
Mikey.
There. Mikey.
And Joey. And Frank the Linguist.
Yes.
Love them.
I love that.
Love all of them. Thank you for showing your holes and your cum shots.
Very active, and it's giving me life.
I love Mikey.
I love that he was smoking what weed? He was like, I'm high on white death. Was that what it was?
White Nightmare.
White Nightmare.
Which is just perfect.
I was He's like that's me.
White Nightmare.
Wasn't that going to be your drag name?
My it. Drag name is White Nightmare.
It really is. It's,
well, I can never pull off drag. I'm too...
Oh, honey, with those eyebrows, yes, you could.
Absolutely.
With that bone structure, look at those Yeah. Oh, honey.
Yeah, you look like you just don't have your makeup on.
You know who we'll get? We'll get Sherry Pie to do your makeup when we go to New York.
Oh, great.
Problematic.
Does that sound good?
Sherry Pie's like, I am a productor.
Have you seen Sherry?
I'm a producer.
Okay, listen, she's not doing so well.
Oh, really? No. Why?
She went on that Tamara show.
Tamara Hall?
Yeah.
Tell me if she's bigger or smaller.
Bigger and hairy, and it's not a good look. It wasn't a good look before, but now it's really not a good look.
Was it good before? Was it good on RuPaul?
But everybody's getting all mad at that too, including the victims, and I'm sort of like,
really?
Like I just wonder, like, can somebody be sorry for like catfishing you? I mean, my God. I just am getting, I don't know. I guess I'm going to be canceled. I'm going to get
canceled. You're triggered by this.
I'm actually really triggered. That's what it is. Trigger warning.
Trigger warning for Bobby. Anytime someone gets attacked for doing a bad thing, Bobby is triggered.
Because I feel like you don't. No, I am
triggered. You shouldn't get in trouble.
No, I'm triggered because I feel like, yes, you should have consequences, but also you should have a chance to explain yourself and be remorseful and be for like all these Christians that run around. First of all, even if you don't believe in God, you should be somebody who's forgiving. Like, you have to forgive people. Oh, I could take my
justice.
Advice. But like, how can he ever? I'm sorry, I catfished you. But also, you're dumb for sending your dumb hard dick. Like, I'm sorry. I just can't. I feel like...
Now, were these straight guys sending dumb hard dick?
No, they're probably fucking gays.
I have to say, like, if I were auditioning for something and I had a real opportunity and someone was, like, sending me a dick pic, I'd be like, okay.
No.
Okay, this like, is not no. real.
Yeah, this
part of it is him catfishing you. Part of it is you being a fucking unemployed idiot and get the fuck out of your own ass.
I am fully living for that comment.
You guys. I love it.
I know. I'm serious, though. I think it's kind of like...
You think someone who's going to offer you an opportunity is going to ask you for a dick pic? What the fuck world are you living in? Like
1930s Hollywood. Yeah.
Right. And it's 2000.
Oh, right. It's 2020.
What? 2019? Or
if you're trying to become an influencer, like you're willing to do anything.
Right. Just, but like signing model a production company is like not just becoming an influencer. Like these were real like contractual things that he was promising. That's not the same caliber of asking for a dick pic.
But I don't think they had a contract when it started. I think Sherry Pie was like, oh, hey, send me that dick and then maybe I'll consider you.
Right. So there was not even a thing. It was not even a thing. It was like, yeah, it was like, hey, I heard you're up for this role. Or you'd be really good at this role, but we need a hard dick pic to see if you would make it. Like,
and if you don't have the foresight to understand that that's bullshit,
or the foreskin,
you deserve it.
I agree, Miz. Like, I'm sorry. I know that's going to be controversial, and I'm sure we'll be attacked.
Sure, we'll be attacked by the fucking... You know what?
By all four people.
If we put up a poll on Instagram, at least two people will reply.
At least two will reply.
That's me and Bobby.
Grow yeah. fucking
not brave. The Miz.
The Miz will retweet it.
The Miz
it.
Will not.
He retweeted like 3 days later.
I read your
hey,
email.
Hey, here's a poll or whatever.
I don't know. Grow a brain. That's all I can say.
Aww.
I agree. And I'm not sad about it. So
I don't feel bad for people that are unintelligent. I just don't.
Again, everybody has their cap. You know what I mean? Like, everybody has their... That's like what the kids say, too.
And if you're that desperate... And even, everyone has you know what? Cap. You know who all these people probably who fell for it were... Gay white guys who chose to study like theater in college. Okay,
they're from like Iowa.
Or not go to college. And you know what? I can't speak for everyone's scenarios, but if you had the opportunity, you did not have to land in this role. And you did.
Again, I'm sorry, but if you're asking for my hard cock, I have the opportunity,
this does not apply.
Yeah, like, can you imagine if a comedy people were like, hey, we want you on this big show, but you got to show your hard cock? I mean, you would show it clearly.
Well, I'd be like, why?
Right,
like, yeah, you'd like, be like,
what step of the process is this fulfilling?
What's that? Like, what's that Broadway one with the horse? Equus or
Equus? Yeah,
they have to get hard that for that show.
Thank you, Harry Potter.
If someone contacted me from Broadway and we're like, come on the show, but you need to show my penis, I'd be like,
what is this, Cats?
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe.
Like, are you paying me $150,000 for this opportunity or what? Because otherwise, goodbye.
Are we on Discord or are you going to pay me?
Yeah, meanwhile, you just got to go on Discord to see all the dicks you want, or it's fine. Like, listen, right. These like, people are just, it's a joke. It's just a joke.
My overall statement is I don't feel bad for you if you really did not exercise your total intelligence. And if you didn't have the intelligence, then I really don't feel bad for you.
I feel sorry for you.
I do. Yeah, it does.
I feel like sorry for you in a pity way. Because
but I also want to know, like, did Sherry Pie, like, share these pictures and make them, like expose
and that's
them?
Wrong. That would be.
But did she, though? And that's wrong.
That's what's wrong with this situation.
You know what?
Not the whole, like, extracting the photos from them.
Not the lack of consent and lying about your position to get the
pic.
Well,
consent would be them sending it.
We're not talking about consent.
But in order to have consent, you need to understand the full picture. Like, you need to understand everything. So if someone is lying to you about it and then being like, so do I have your consent? That, no, you don't have my consent if you're lying about your position.
Okay, I can see that. That's fair.
But like, also, but that's not what I was trying to get into. I'm trying to say, like, why did these people get upset that they shared a dick pic with one person? Like, did that one person, like Sherry Pie, take it and go places with it?
Because
I wonder.
Because she became famous.
To make out on the situation.
Right. Exactly. So Sherry Pie became famous, and they're like, "Wait a second.
Let's take advantage of this right now."
These are people who are applying for a shady ass role. Yeah, they're trying to make out on any situation.
This part is the part I don't get. This is what I don't get.
Yeah, that's trash.
Like, I understand that you're upset about it, but I'm also like, where was the harm done? Did this picture get shared beyond Sherry Pie, right, like, to other people? Did it get posted online? Like, why?
And also, like, do you have a fucking OnlyFans? Probably. Like, why is this so offensive?
Right. Meanwhile, you were giving your dick pic out last night on fucking Instagram Live or whatever. Right.
Meanwhile, like, I, like, licked your asshole in a fucking alleyway. Like, why do you care about this?
Ooh, yum.
Ooh, that tastes so good in the alley.
It does. There's an extra tang.
Yeah, you were saying you were eating ass on the Discord this week, Jim.
Oh, yeah, Jim. Tell us about your ass eating experience.
Tell us about it.
Which one?
You were like, I love eating a warm hole.
The one where you're like, oh my god, I ate ass for the first time. It was amazing. Or the one where you're like, I had Valentine's Day and I'm in love.
Okay, the Valentine's Day was fully sarcastic, and I don't think enough people understood that.
Yeah, I did not.
There's,
because a lot of people are like, oh, I love you.
Yeah, I did not understand.
I understood.
I ignored Valentine's Day. I was like, Bobby's this bitch. Like, I get it. I'm on it.
I got it.
Look at me.
I thought you were for real.
See, I know him better than that. He's lying.
I fucking hate Valentine's Day. I think fully it's pretend. Lying. Like, I don't understand why it exists, period.
Okay.
But other than to sell money, but we sell money. Yes.
Invented by Hallmark.
Oh, yeah. I ate whole this week. That's what happened in my week.
How'd you like it?
It was good. It tasted good.
Ew.
It was a good taste.
So I have to say, I've only ever had Asian whole. And I loved it. I loved it. I have to say, just Asian boys in general.
Why only Asian hole?
Cleaner.
Asian yeah, boys I agree with cleaner. That. They're like, smooth, I like hairless assholes.
They're smooth, not hairy, and clean. And it just, like, makes me happy.
Does it make you warm inside?
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I'll lick that.
That's hot.
If you were to show me my own hole, I'd, like, be like, my pizza would come up after seeing my own fucking hole.
Oh, wow. That's what you should have done is just gone from a mirror and bent over, and then you really could have thrown
that would have projectiled everywhere.
Yeah, you would have been able to get rid of that whole pizza pie.
Pizza pie.
Shoved down his throat.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I didn't have an Asian hole. I just had a regular old white guy hole. So, and it was pretty clean.
Just beef and potatoes.
You know what I like? Beef and potato hole. Good old white
it's meat,
boy hole.
Meat and potatoes. That's all it is.
I took him down to Steak and Shake, and I ate his hole. It was good. Got me a milkshake, a chocolate malt.
Honey, put it right on that hole.
I mean, it was clean. It was in the shower.
Shower stuff is hot to me.
That's why. In the shower?
Yeah, I ate it in the shower, so I made sure it was perfectly clean. Like, I'm not going to, like, let you walk around all day and then go down
ew,
there.
Oh, fuck.
Like, I'm not going to let you take a shit and then I'm going to go down there. Like, ooh, and we're going to clean that out. We're going to use multiple fingers. We're going to go in, around, up, inside, all of
I
it.
Used to, when I used to sleep with the guy in Washington Heights, I would go up there, take a shower, and then we'd get out and go in bed and he'd eat ass.
Well, that's perfect.
He did try to get me to suck his dick in the shower while his dick was still sudsy from like,
nope.
Yeah.
No.
Soap.
That's a no.
I love that's me being sub as fuck to get on my knees in the shower.
I'll get my knees in the shower, but I will not put my mouth on your soap-ridden penis.
I'll spit it right back out of your fucking cockhead.
But the soap part, like, I'm
soap
okay
is
with,
the problem.
Everyone's okay with getting a blowjob in the shower, but
the
I'm
soap
putting
is the
soap
problem.
In my mouth. Like, right. No.
You are a bad boy. You need to get soap in your mouth.
Yeah, like, I don't want to imagine my mom in the shower with
wow.
Like, no.
Mommy, don't put soap in my mouth. You probably got a lot of soap.
Get down on your knees, boy. You get to wash this mouth out.
Were you guys soap in the mouth boys, or were you like corner boys? Like, did you have to go stand in the corner?
Time out. Yeah, like locked away in your room for hours.
I was time out, and then when my parents would let me out, I would refuse to leave.
That is literally not surprising.
They'd be like, okay, your time out's over. I'm like, no, it's not. Bitch.
This I would hate to have parented you.
This bitch.
Like,
God.
You would have been so difficult to parent.
Like, they're like, come down for dinner. I'm like, no. I'm good. I'm just in my room.
Little do you know, I'm never eating again.
Like, now, I'll skip dinner and get anorexia and die.
I'm never eating for the next
trigger
10 years.
Warning. This is why I'm triggered as an adult.
Right. Only if I can throw it up after mommy. Like, fuck that.
Mom, what do you think of, what do I think of your cooking? I'm going to go throw it up.
Like that.
I'm still in timeout. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
I loved being in timeout. I would make such a fucking scene.
My mom used to hit me with a wooden spoon, and then I laughed in her face, and then she got a metal spoon and tried to hit me, and then I was like, she's not abusive at all, like, literally. I deserved every single fucking moment. I was like, oh, that doesn't even fucking hurt.
That's called Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, I was Stockholmed?
I deserved every moment of my beating, and I loved it.
No, I was misbehaving for sure. I was being an asshole. Like, yeah. I really was. I know I was. Like, looking back, like, I was on purpose, like, being an asshole. So anyway, I used to get hit by the wooden spoon.
That's because you were straight.
Yeah.
Back then.
That's that southern life, too.
Yeah.
Well, she's actually from the Midwest, but I mean.
That's also the Midwest life.
I think it is. Like, wooden spoons are Midwest, I feel like. Don't you say?
Yeah. Or just a belt.
Or just anything that isn't the Northeast life.
Okay.
Actually, in the South, they used to be like, they get switches. Switch.
Get you a switch out back.
And you got to get a thick one.
Yeah. If you come back with a small switch, then you're going back out.
Yep.
Come back.
Yeah, my dad used to whip him with a belt, and he grew up in Pennsylvania, so that makes sense.
Yeah, my grandma trigger used to warning. Use a belt.
Trigger warning, you might get whipped with a belt by your parents.
What's going on with you, honey?
This week was not good.
Spill it.
This week was not good. Well, it began with an unfounded health scare, which was brought on by a TV show. Which means I didn't do it, bitch.
Bobby, I did not do it.
This is all Bobby. It's got to be.
No.
I don't project. I can't project it.
No, it wasn't Bobby at all. I was watching East Los High, which is a show about like Latina and Latino students in Los Angeles who like live a typical teenage life, right? But like in East Los Angeles is way more hard.
Non-typical.
Than any of us have experienced.
You know, typical.
Yeah. So, in one scene, this girl gets diagnosed with HIV. And I'm just like, for years, I've just been like, no, I would never get HIV, blah, blah, blah. But then I like, am like, the last time I got tested was 2018. And I have had unprotected sex since then, in which I got chlamydia. So it all kind of just came to the surface and was like.
So there goes the unfounded part.
Well, right.
So it really
right,
wasn't unfounded.
Right. So it really just wasn't founded. That baseless in that, like, I actually had a reason to be concerned. Like,
2 years later.
Well, that's what really compounded the whole anxiety about it. It was like, okay, well, A, am I have HIV?
Oh, God, he's been living with a secret for years.
It's been sitting there for years. And
but
so
you've just been pushing it aside, brunch. Going to brunch, margaritas, Rich. Brunch, margaritas.
Like that's Rich. What I do with every single serious problem I have is I defer it. I defer it. I'm like, I'll deal with this later. I'll deal
just
with
like
it later.
Just like he'll defer your taxes, later. Bitch.
Okay. I love a deferred tax asset. I really do that with all my problems. I just shove it into the future and I say, okay, I'll deal with that then. For instance, my apartment in Midtown, which is not where I currently live, is still under my name with bottles of Corona just sitting there. I have not dealt with it.
Wait, so you're paying for it?
Yes. I'm paying two rents.
But how do you get rid of it?
You gotta
It ends in May. Yeah, and like worst case scenario, I leave it as it is and don't get my security deposit back. I don't fucking care. Like,
why are we paying it all for it still?
Because I wanted to move when I wanted to move.
Right, but then why don't we just stop paying for it? What are they gonna do? Come after you?
Probably. Probably.
It's depression.
What are they gonna do?
They can't right now, like, against the law.
No, they can't evict me, but they can still.
But you can't evict yourself.
On like,
I evicted.
Yeah.
I evicted myself.
I was evicted.
So
I had
back
a note.
To you having HIV.
So no, then, okay. So then I was freaking out about it, and there were two nights, Sunday night and Monday night, where I was up all hours of the night, freaking the fuck out. When I tell you. I downloaded an HIV dating profile. I'm not kidding. I literally had it. Like,
It's not funny.
It's not funny, but that was the reality at the time. I was like, I really.
So you're trying to find future other HIV like friendly
fuck,
people?
Of course, yes. Wow. That was my fear.
That's worse than me.
Well, I was like, I don't care that I'm going to get AIDS and die at 40. What I care about is that I can't fuck people. So I was very concerned.
But you can.
Yeah, but it's fine. Like,
it's a stigma, though. Like, if
HIV
I were
to positive people can fuck.
I know, but that requires an open mind, and like the people that want to fuck generally don't have an open mind. So I
mean, you're not.
There's plenty.
There are. But there's also, oh, I just started following.
There is definitely stigma. There's definitely stigma.
But also there's uneducation.
Yes.
And such as. Like I actually just learned, literally like 6 months ago, I just learned that undetectable means untransmittable.
Transmissible. Yeah, if you don't have a viral load, that you can't transmit.
So not only do I have to convince you to fuck me that I'm not like so hot, but I also need to convince you to fuck me that I have HIV. Like, it's all bets are off.
I think you could actually have a better chance with HIV.
Honestly, probably. At this rate, people will probably be like intrigued and be like, "Oh, you're so queer." Blah blah blah. And I'm like, sorry, I don't.
Oh my god.
I don't know. When I was in San Francisco, like most people like did not seem to care. Or
I mean, a lot of people are on PrEP. Like a lot of people are like actually taking steps to protect themselves. So like,
yeah,
the reality situation is
even if you're positive, you can easily find a partner.
Have a no viral load.
If you're undetectable, you cannot get another person infected. So if your viral load is undetectable, you cannot transmit it.
And that's just beyond medicine.
All you have to do is take a pill every day. That's it. And your viral load will go undetectable.
But in the time, though, you are fucking freaking.
In the time, though, you're downloading apps.
Freaking out. And I downloaded ZocDoc. I was going to go see a doctor, which I still am, because I need a doctor, because I don't go to doctors. But...
Huh. When's the last time you went to the doctor?
2011.
What? I got the doctor just to go.
The doctor was 2011 before I went to BU because he had to get like your shots. I've been to urgent care.
I mean, you're still young. You're still young.
Yeah,
but
like to be fair, you're not in your 30s like us.
But what you need to start, I mean, you're getting up there. Like you need to start establishing care. 28, again, it's really rough in my opinion.
You need a doctor.
You got to start getting prepared for the future.
But so here's the other thing about the HIV thing. So my blood test got rescheduled from yesterday because of the snow to Monday. And I was like, fine, I guess I'll have maybe HIV for another couple days. But I had
an if you've had it for 2 years,
like, I was going to say, it would already been...
It's not.
You're fine.
I got an at-home test, which is like the gum swab.
Yeah.
And the FDA says it's 99.98% perfect.
Yeah, it's great. That's what they use in Columbus.
So
yeah, I've had that. You're negative.
And it was negative.
You're negative.
I mean, unless you've had unprotected sex in the past, like, 3 months, you're probably negative.
I haven't had any sex in the last 3 months.
Right, so you're fine.
No, that's 2 months. But still, that was...
And even if you have HIV, you literally get on a medicine and take a pill every day, and it's fine. It's manageable.
So that was my week.
Wow. That's a lot.
Well, and the thing is that...
Well, now I have lung cancer, so it's fine.
You sound like me.
Yeah, honestly, we've done this before.
Yeah, like, this is me, and this is now a new you, which means you're turning a leaf, like, your life is now shifting again. Like, I think every, like, 4 years or something, like, everybody says, like, you have years that you shift. I think 28's one of them.
All right, I'll shift.
You're shape-shifting.
Lung cancer is completely plausible for me.
Oh, you're starting to think, you know what, you're really starting to think that life is short.
Well, I mean,
and maybe you
could die any fucking time. That's why I'm so obsessed with death.
It's scary. I had a headache this week and thought I had brain cancer or an aneurysm before. I just thought, oh, you have a headache because you're stressed, or, oh, the weather's kind of weird. Oh, no, I had everything else other than a headache.
The rest of it.
And everybody knows it. They're like, you're fine. I'm like, no, I'm not saying it this time, but in my head, I'm saying it.
Sometimes you don't feel fine, but everyone's telling you you're fine, but it's not fine.
Yeah, that can go for any situation, honestly. There's a lot of situations out there that people can just say, I'm fine, and they're really just screaming for help. Should we do Miserable with Miz?
Oh, God. Like, okay, yeah. Sure. I forgot we had something.
Oh, it's really good, too. And you haven't
Let me pull up the script.
Miserable with Miz.
Oh, you didn't do your beat this time.
Hello. It's Miserable with Miz. We had someone write in. I'm assuming this is a write-in. And
we did.
What they said was, well, they titled this post with the subject, self-conscious about dick size. And the body of the post says, does anyone else get a little depressed and miserable seeing all of the huge dicks on Reddit and feel bad about themselves? I'm average, 5.5, and browsing Reddit is really starting to bring me down in a very unhealthy way. End post.
Yeah, it was pretty dramatic and jaw-dropping.
Wow. So they're...
you're
average.
You're literally average.
So that's literally what...
Self-conscious. Right.
So you're straight up within the pack of your peers is what average.
Like you're, wow. And that sounds kind of hot.
Honestly.
I would love to be in a pack of my peers.
But being average means... Being average means you're more your peers. You're right there.
You got like half the people below you.
And half the people above you. Well, no. You have more people with you than above you and below you.
Right.
Oh, what's that noise? Okay, you're back. I don't know. Something weird just happened with the noise. Yeah, I mean, if you're average, you're just sitting in the middle. I mean, you're pretty much good. You shouldn't. That's like you're creating a problem here.
Yeah, plus, like, is he a top or bottom? Because...
Sounds like he's a top.
Yeah, I feel like dick size is kind of not that big of a deal if you're a bottom.
So I would say to him, like, listen.
It's okay.
Listen, champ.
Listen, champ.
We all have average cocks. That's why it's called average.
Yeah, like most of the people you know have an average cock. Like
you are statistically consistent with everyone else. So I don't know why you're writing to me on Reddit.
And also, is having a big dick really a big deal?
No.
Like, does it come any differently than an average dick?
No, and it hurts more.
And honestly, yeah, you're not going to be able to top as many people with a bigger dick. So if you're trying to be a top, average is good.
Average is good in a lot of things. In just kind of just sticking. I mean, listen, you're trying to act like you're singled out by being average, which doesn't make any sense.
No.
So you're good, boy.
You're good, boy. Oh, coach is in the house.
You're good, boy.
Get back in the pack.
Ooh, I'm turning into
it. Get in the pack of your peers,
boy. Go back to the pack of your peers. Well, dick size, I mean,
you're good, boy.
Does anybody else have any additional thoughts on dicks and sizes?
Always.
I'm noticing
a lot of bottoms with like top dicks. And so that's why I think like we need to get rid of the narrative of like size determines what function you play, what role you are.
Oh, I agree with that. Holy, because I'm 6'5" and I'm going to get.
You have a top dick, but you're a bottom.
I'm verse, but yeah, I prefer like not doing anything.
Gay.
I'd rather just lay there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
Sometimes it's fun to just watch.
I don't have any further thoughts on the dicks. Like, you have an average cock. Like, I don't know why you're miserable.
Yeah, you have an average cock and you're miserable. Like, maybe look at different porn.
And
like,
if you're going to be miserable, then you're just going to be miserable. Like, there's nothing anyone's going to be able to say that's going to convince you otherwise.
You need to find a partner who, like, is dick positive and like talks about how good your average dick is,
right? Or just go around alone forever like I am and, you know, just deal with it.
Oh no.
Well, I noticed like as I get older,
I think I'm the wrong person to do Miserable with Miz because I don't have any actual advice for anyone.
We can call it the question of the week for all I give a fuck.
I'm kind of just like, yeah, you should be miserable. Like
Miserable with Miz, you will end up more miserable than Miz.
Well, you should be a little miserable, like, bitch. Welcome to the life, honey.
If you're not miserable, why do I have to be?
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't have a hat, so I'm not cool.
That's true.
Even with a hat.
I'm cool with a hat on, honey.
Okay.
I want to say this one last thing about dicks.
Okay.
All I'm going to say, and I might have already said this, but I'm saying it again because I don't feel like it was like clear for you guys. I feel like everybody's dick is like the same sort of. I'm starting to like as I get older notice that like
I've seen this before.
Kind of.
Like, I've probably only seen how many dicks in my life, like it's 500.
I'm actually kind of scared. I'm kind of scared that I'm getting a little like it's just like not even old. Fun. Yeah, like oh. Oh, there's your dick. Okay, like look pretty much that. What I expected or
look at that.
Not what I expected, but okay, like it's just another cock in the world. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
It's like losing its like excitement.
Yes.
Yeah.
That might be the pandemic too, though. Like not seeing it in person or like having the lure of like, I'm going to get this straight guy to pull down his pants in the bathroom.
Oh. Well, I don't see why there would be any excitement for seeing people virtually. I don't appreciate
it. But that's what's happening right now. It's like everybody's like, oh, fuck, like, you're
exchanging
fucking
dudes with like, all these random
yeah,
like
the
people.
Virtual dick just, is like,
I don't buy into that.
It's become a thing.
It actually has become that everybody's getting naked.
Everyone's just like, hey, I'm naked.
Well, here's
it's like,
my dick.
Fine, that's fine.
That's what I'm saying. It's becoming normal. Kind of normal.
I don't really, and maybe that's good because should we really be afraid of nudity? Like,
no, again, like I said, the Discord's making me body positive, so.
Right.
The more you know with Jim.
It doesn't do the same kind of like.
Yeah. Cloud.
What?
This week we're learning about clouds.
Oh, we are?
Yes. I love clouds. A cloud can weigh more than 1,000,000 pounds.
Oh, good.
Researchers have found a single cloud can weigh as much as 1.1 million pounds.
Was it named Anthony Clayton Robert Villani?
Oh.
Gay.
You dramatic little bitch.
Yeah, you weigh as much as a cloud.
Honey, if you're a cloud, then what am I, a goddamn fucking thunderstorm?
Yes.
You're a whole tornado.
I'm a cumulonimbus, honey. I'm not a cirrus cloud.
Oh, you know cloud names.
Sort of.
That's cute.
Thank you.
Is that because of your pilot's license?
It's because I'm a flight
simulator. That's because you got another cloud.
I got another cloud patterns.
I'm a flight simulator. What do you do for a living? I'm a flight simulator.
I'm done.
Screaming.
This bitch.
I'm a flight
simulator. She literally does have this on the desk, though. Ready to fly this.
It's a joystick, honey.
Oh, yeah, Delta.
First I fly and then I ride.
Oh, fuck Delta.
Bobby.
That thing would take me out.
Oh, honey, it cuts the inners.
That's literally, I mean, that's actually.
It'll cut your gizzards out.
Ouch.
Wait, so what's a cumulonimbus and what's whatever the other one?
That's not on this week. So anyways, how does.
Well, excuse the hell out of me.
No, we can look that up, but I honestly don't know.
I think cumulonimbus is like the big puffy ones, and cirrus clouds are like little
strands,
spread out,
like strands. Yeah, but there's like 30 different kinds.
There's different ones.
I can't really tell you.
Isotope or something? Is that something? Oh,
isotope.
Oh, wow.
No, that's not it.
That's the edible.
That's the edible.
That's me just trying to be smart. I'm like the isotope clouds when they hit the surface.
I think an isotope is when like a certain element has more neutrons in the nucleus than
exactly,
other.
Exactly.
So like
in the cloud,
it's the number of neutrons.
It's the isotopian cloud.
But these clouds, how do they float? How do they float if they're 1.1 million pounds?
How do they, Jim?
Well, a cloud can still float at that weight because the air below it is heavier. Think of that. Yikes. That air is heavy.
How do you...
You know about pressure? Like, if you have you ever been to the bottom of a 12-foot end of the pool?
How do you weigh air?
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's the edible.
That's literally what I thought. How do you weigh air? Like, how do you know that one is a little more heavy than the clouds?
Oh, fuck.
Full mess.
And this is what happens when you get your medical marijuana card, kids.
I'm not in pain anymore, and that's what matters.
That's true.
But to that point, how do we know that the air below it is heavier?
I don't.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Because you know what a molecule weighs? Like,
because
how do you
the clouds
even
are
see
floating.
It?
Because if the clouds were heavier, they'd be on the ground.
Me and Miz are really shook right now.
How does something lighter float?
Well, I'm so shook right now.
But how much does a cloud weigh?
1.1 million pounds.
So the air's got to be like 1 billion pounds?
What ton? Isn't that too... What's the ton? Well,
I think it's
2,000 per pound.
I think it's about... 2,000 pounds. Can you do that again?
I can't. I'm... Oh, my God. Maybe I'm Joe Biden.
Wait. So there are... So a ton is... What?
2,000 pounds.
But
a metric ton is 2,000 pounds.
A ton and sit below the air. So how can that logic apply for an air being less weight than a car?
Because it's more dense. So I think it's about density. I think like...
How do you find
density? Not about the pounds.
I think that every... Yeah. No, I don't think it's just about weight. I think weight is about like how much material there is, period. but then density determines how it can float. Like
kind of like water and like something.
Yeah, oil. Like something you see something floating above water. Like it's not that there's less
oil has less density.
It spreads out more.
Huh.
So like a building that might weigh and hold like a couple ton, like is more it like won't surpass the air because it's what more dense.
And it probably weighs.
And it's anchored to the ground.
Yes. And gravity.
That's a weird factor too. Then you got to bring in gravity because we're physical humans in the air.
I really hope a scientist is listening.
I really hope so too. Call in because goddamn it, we don't understand.
Call in and help.
I think we have a research project.
So this week on The More You Know, The More You Less Know.
Yeah, the more you know, the more I'm fucking stupid.
There can be a nimbus. Like
we started with how heavy a cloud weighs. Now we're questioning the laws of physics.
So we're like, wait, this makes no sense.
No, but like a balloon floats, I think, because the helium molecules are spread out further, so they're less dense, so they float above air. So air is pretty dense. Like when air is very dense.
So like when fog comes, it's really dense.
Yeah, it's lower. Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm so fucking smart.
There's more water because a cloud is just a collection of water vapor.
So,
depending on the density of the water vapor, how dense the water vapor is where the cloud is, and then we call it cumulonimbus or cirrus or whatever. Like
tough.
The high atmosphere ones, we're calling certain names.
Yeah.
The low atmosphere, they look fluffier and denser.
Honestly, Jim, I love when you stump us, to be honest. I'd rather that.
The problem is I've stumped everyone here.
I love it.
I've stumped myself, and that's the problem.
I don't know anything about this,
but like you think of a, yeah, like water and oil is a good one. Like a salad dressing, you take it out of the fridge, and you're like, oh, the density has it's separated out.
Or like an air bubble underwater.
Yeah, it wants to float because it's less dense. It wants to go. It wants to rise away.
I just again, yeah, that's
fucked up.
That's really fucked up.
Gay.
So, like, a cloud weighs more than, like, the Empire State Building?
Yeah, but it's spread out more.
But also, you got to remember that, well, I don't know. Like, I'm about to be a scientist.
Consider that.
Like, you need to consider that every single molecule that makes up that building is heavier than the air. Because it's a physical piece instead of, like, an air molecule. It's a...
Well, at least science...
Here's another fun... This is another fun more you know.
Here's a fun.
You probably already know. Here's
Tell me
a fun.
Jim.
Tell us a fun.
This one always blows my fucking mind. The force of gravity.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah. Like, if you take a brick and a feather and you... Is this... Wait, what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you thinking of the same thing?
Yeah, like where you drop them at the same time and then they have the same...
acceleration. And
yes.
Because of gravity, yes. So, like, you take the air out of the situation, and everything falls the same.
Okay.
It's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Blown.
Like, if you put them in a vacuum and drop them at the same time from a certain height, they fall the same. They accelerate the same.
I just think it's wild. Think about getting out of bed.
Because we think, oh, a brick's heavier, it's going to fall faster. But really, the feathers just spread out, and air slows it down more.
Where a brick is solid.
Right. But if you take the air out of it, and it's a vacuum, gravity pulls on those things the same. And so they fall the same. Like, you drop them from 20 feet, they hit the ground the same time.
Like a penny.
A penny, a feather, a brick. They all hit the ground the same time.
This is incredible.
Gravity is amazing.
But if you think about it, when you get out of bed in the morning, you're like, oh, God, it's so hard to stand. It's the gravity pushing down your fucking old-ass bones. At least for me.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. I get up and I'm like, oh, the gravity is killing me.
Or you're.
I wake up every day and I curse the gravity.
Speaking of, like... learning, and I just thought of something. Did you guys have rice tables?
Yes.
In kindergarten, did you have a rice table?
What the fuck is a rice table?
What's that?
Wow, okay.
No.
I'm showing my
Speaking
age.
Of learning.
Bobby, what the fuck is a rice table?
Rice. Have you had a rice table?
We had to bring in.
Are you kidding me with that? Like, what they said?
No.
Oh, buttered rice with salt and pepper.
No, a rice table.
Hey, we sat down and ate a pound of rice.
I don't know why. I just thought
I love rice. Down here in Georgia, we have buttered rice.
Oh,
there's no such thing as a rice
hold
table.
On, there is.
It's just picture. Google rice table. It's pictures of fried
hold
rice.
Hold on. No, it's right here. Hold on.
It's literally
no, it's right here.
Sushi rolls and rice.
Rice table. It's where you like play in it like sand. That's rice.
I have bad news for you. You were in therapy.
No, this
that's
is
called therapy. That was
no,
literally
preschool.
No, no. They do this in occupational therapy. To teach the kids how to find objects and use their fine motor skills. So you were in therapy. And that explains Bobby. More than I ever needed to know.
Oh my God, I gotta call my mom.
You were in therapy.
No, I think I did that in kindergarten.
Therapy.
Was I in like Head Start?
They were worried about you. They were, yes, they were worried about you.
No.
No, no, because I know this because when my sister got her hand burned on a fireplace, she like touched the fireplace and all her fingers were burned. The therapist made her like dig through rice to find pennies and other objects. Like, identify this, use your sense of touch. Use your sense of touch to find this. You were in therapy, Bobby.
No, I was kindergarten.
No,
you
no, no.
Therapy. You've been
no,
fucked up forever.
You were in therapy. This explains everything.
Yeah, you've been fucked up since.
What else did you do in school? Were you really in the trailers out back behind the school,
no.
Or were you in school?
No, actually, in first grade, I was in the trailer.
Oh my God,
but
Bobby.
It was overbooked.
Oh,
I'm not stupid.
I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying it. I'm learning.
Well, no.
My entire first grade in a trailer outside my school.
Guys.
That was called home, Miz.
fuck. It was like a park with trailers.
No wonder you like when I talk about hot dog water.
Yay. Have you ever had Spam?
Ever had hot dog water breath?
Oh,
no, we had these things
guys.
Called portables that were outside. And
it's because you lived in an overcrowded area.
No, it's because I skipped first grade.
So did I. Weird.
Did you guys both skip first grade?
Meanwhile, Bobby was in kindergarten for 4 years.
Meanwhile, I had a rice table.
I was playing with a rice table.
And meanwhile, you want to make fun of my reading.
Oh, no.
God, am I stupid? Oh my God, am I stupid? No, I'm not stupid. I'm smart.
Rice table.
No, my parents wanted to hold me back and they said no. So I was young.
If your parents led the charge on you being held back?
No. My parents wanted to hold me back.
Because yeah, your parents led the charge on you being held back.
Because they knew how you were.
No, and the parents were like, no, he's smart.
They're like, he plays at the rice table.
He's really good at the rice table.
I want to call my mom so bad and ask her.
Like, but damn, like,
Mr. and Mrs. Really Griffin.
When I went to a kindergarten, was I in a rice table? Oh my God, I got to ask her.
Oh?
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Watching a movie.
Okay. Bridesmaids?
No, but it is my favorite.
I have a question for you, though.
Okay.
So in kindergarten, was I in like occupational therapy kindergarten?
No.
Well, do you remember
what
the?
Do you mean?
I had a rice table in my class.
You had a what
do
table?
Do you remember the rice table?
Rice table?
Yeah, they had a rice table where we filled the table with rice and you like played in it like sand.
No idea.
Okay, because they were saying yesterday, we were talking on the podcast and they were saying that it sounded like I went to an occupational therapy like kindergarten.
No.
Okay.
No.
I
mean, the only thing you were ever told, I was ever told that you needed to work on your fine motor skills, but that was that was not why you were in that class.
Okay. So I was like in normal school.
You were in normal school all the way through.
But then.
Until you stopped going.
That makes sense.
You weren't special.
You were just normal.
You were just in normal school.
Okay, because that's what I was wondering. Because then I thought I knew I had like bad motor skills. So I was like, maybe they knew and they didn't tell me. And they were just like, send me to the special kindergarten. But
oh,
I didn't.
You're so funny.
Oh my God, it's a mess. I wonder where Miss DeLucia is.
I don't know, because we liked her. She was so nice.
Yeah, I think she passed me through fourth grade.
You're so funny.
But I was smart. Like, you guys wanted to hold me back, and the teachers were like, no. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, when you were tested for kindergarten, it was kind of like, I mean, is he really ready? Yes.
Oh.
And it was kind of like, you know.
I was on the borderline.
I wanted you to go to school, but nobody told me that I needed to hold you back, so you went to school. Good you ask these questions now, though, because it's really hard in my life when I can't ask my mom questions.
That's right. That's why you got to always talk to your mom.
Exactly.
And get all
you
the info.
You got to find these things out.
Because look where you ended up.
Look at me now. I'm a shining star.
I'm a successful podcaster.
And I can read.
I can read.
For
I'm
kids who
podcaster
read good.
And I'm on medical marijuana.
Look at me now. I'm literate.
I can't wait for this pandemic to be over because I'm going to be like, look at me now.
Look at me now. Look at this body.
Look at me now. Yeah, I'm going to come out of the pandemic.
I'm making papers.
Oh my God, respect.
So, Ms. Yes. Can you tell me about this whole like plane thing though? Like, how are you going to get to Columbus by driving? That's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Why are you afraid of planes? Why are you afraid of planes?
Because they're rush.
Do you want me to come pick you up?
And fly?
Yeah, like I'll fly with you back.
No. I don't need to die with someone else, but like...
How did you fly to Austin? How did you fly to LA?
I just flew.
Just fly to Columbus. It's literally 45 minutes. Like, it's the easiest flight you'll ever take in your life.
If I don't have to, then I'm not doing it. Like, I will do a car.
That's bizarre to me. Bizarre.
I can't fly.
That's so funny. You're such a Billy Badass. I'm going to go jump off the Brooklyn Bridge.
I know, but I can't fly. Well, because you know what? When I die, I really, 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 really want it to be on my own terms.
Control, and you're not going to have it. And that's what's like, bothering me. That's the whole existential crisis.
I want it to be a decision I make.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know our topic this week. There really isn't one. So we can just continue to just like bullshit.
Can I just voice something?
We can talk about like just shitty bosses.
Period.
Period. Listen. No, I'll say this. I don't want to talk about leaders.
Yeah, let's talk about leaders.
Leaders and followers. Who in this room would consider themselves a leader and who would consider themselves a follower?
Follower.
Leader.
Absolute follower.
It depends on the scenario at work. Actually, a leader.
So people will look at you. You don't look to others for help. Like you'll be like,
no.
What I'm speaking of, though, is I feel like as a good leader, especially when you lead others. So like when you're the top dog, right? And you have other people who are in management positions below you that then manage other people. You should have these managers next to you making decisions and being able to make decisions for their own departments and being in communication with them at all times, especially during like snowstorms or an earthquake. Or, and so this is where I was getting really upset the other day, is that I just feel like some people just aren't supposed to be leaders. And how do you then become, when you're a natural leader, how do you follow somebody who's,
you can't,
you can't.
And that's the thing, is you can't. Like, the fact that your boss isn't aware of what his employees have to go to get to work during a snow emergency that is declared on every news station, you get a weather alert about it on your phone. The fact that he doesn't even know that, he's not a leader, period. Right.
That's the part that really got me.
Because being a leader is you're thinking about what other people on your team have to go through.
You should have texted me.
You should have already been aware of it.
Yeah, you should have texted me ahead of time. Not make me call you and be like, hey, what's up?
Hey, guys, I want everyone to be safe. Maybe you shouldn't come in today.
Or, hey, I made it in, but I'm not a good judge of the drive because I'm only a mile away. Yep. No, it became a whole...
That's not how leaders reach out. Leaders are keep people in the loop, think about what's coming. They plan. That he would have looked the night before and been like, oh, it's going to be bad. It looks like it might be a level two. Maybe you shouldn't come in.
Right. He gave us no direction.
Give yourself extra time. Like, oh, or, you know, no.
Yeah, not even texting the group of like managers below him, like to say like,
to
hey,
look out for your team.
Yeah, like, hey, if your team's late today, it's cool. Just tell them to get in whenever they can. No, none of that. Oh, I'm on here. I'm working. I'm here.
You can't follow that.
That's why I'm probably quitting my job.
You cannot follow that.
And I'll document it on this fucking podcast as well. So I'm ready to I'm done. Like I'm
ready for you to either quit or become the leader and become in his job.
I could do his job easily.
Right.
Well, I mean, I think it's also just exasperated by the fact that you guys are still going to the office. Like, I don't have that problem because we haven't been back since March 13th of 2020.
And he loves it. He wants to be there. He's the type that, like, would rather be at work than at home.
No.
So his home life is horrible. And so I'm... it's just the worst. I'm just... I always say I could be on Big Brother because I play Big Brother every day at work. Every day. I'm like, oh, that's such a funny story. So, and I try to get to like the business part of things, and then it's just bad. It's so bad.
This is sad. It's sad that people like that get into that position.
I know. Well, that's why I firmly believe that all the smart people in their roles leave. And that's why at my current job, I'm kind of like, well.
I guess everybody has a cap. It goes back to that.
Everyone has a cap.
I'm hitting my cap.
We've all hit our cap.
And he keeps giving me more shit to do and learn and stuff, and I'm like, listen, I had a rice table when I was in kindergarten. Like, I'm at my cap.
You're lucky I can read at this point.
You're lucky
I'm... like, bitch.
What learning opportunities is he giving you? Like, what are you trying to learn?
Yeah, like, what can you go further?
Oh, there's nothing. I mean, there's literally nothing. It's either his position or a sales position on the outside.
And what's his position?
He's the operations manager. Needs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Which, of course, I'll probably get reported because everyone listens to this, including fire protection people.
This is a very big podcast in the fire protection
guys,
group.
Once I'm famous, this is going to be a bad episode for me. Hopefully yeah, I'm already literally. Gone.
You will be.
I don't fucking care. I'm actually kind of over it, and I wish I could say to his face what I really feel, and I can't. And that's also...
Why can't you?
Because...
Is there a concept of...
Daddy still has to get paid for now.
Daddy's got to get paid.
Daddy has to get paid.
But also, I've always been like that. I've always been taught to, like, avoid conflict.
Same.
And so I do...
Oh, no.
See, I do everything to avoid it.
I won't even talk to... No. I'm not going to talk. I'd rather skip it. All of it. It's uncomfortable, and I can't.
I can have deep conversations. I just don't like it to be...
I like when it escalates to the conflict level because then you see when people absolutely do not know what they're talking about.
Because then they panic and then they
they're like, and you're like, oh, you don't want to get into this? Oh, I understand why because you have nothing to fucking say about it.
Basically, every Trump supporter.
Yeah, true. That's true.
But you're like, hey, so what kind of policies does he like? Well, he likes the Lord.
Right. Okay. Like, oh, okay. Well, that's why at my job, whenever I need to speak to someone and everything's getting heated, I'm just like, call me right now because then we'll just get into a live conversation and
they'll see, just- you're actually a good employee. People probably like working for you because they know what to expect, though. Exactly. You're going to come with them with the real shit.
Please advise.
Idiot.
The best thing about a manager, though, I have to say, and I try to do this, but I don't know if I always do, but like when you don't know something, just fucking own it. And you say, 100. Hey, you might know this. Like one of my staff might know something more than I do, obviously. They're in the details. So I'm like, hey, tell me about this. I don't know about it.
I'm like, the same way.
Enlighten me. And if they can't, then that becomes a problem.
No. Do I need to just like end the episode?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Where do we end?
Right here. Goodbye.
I don't know if we should.
This has been the last episode of She's Not Doing So Well. I was Bobby.
I was Jim.
And I'm fucking done.
See you next week, maybe.
Fucking maybe. The 10% chance.
All right, so you guys are probably wondering what the hell just happened. In a nutshell, we had some conversations in between conversations that went a little bit, it got a little aggressive. Being in a podcast is kind of like being in a dysfunctional family because, you know, you talk to each other and you're not trying to be entertaining, but like things come out and can come out wrong and things can be misunderstood. And sometimes you just got to have it out like your regular family. And that's what we did. All is well in the hood. All is well in the world. We are good. So make sure you subscribe because we're not going anywhere. Sorry to bust your bubble. But we ain't going anywhere. Make sure you share with your friends because that's more important than even giving us reviews. Join our Discord if you want to see other men posing their nudes. And just general chit chat. There's a general room too that's not inappropriate. But yeah, so this really has been another episode of She's Not Doing So Well. I'm Bobby. On behalf of Ms. and Jim, we all say goodbye for the week. Hope you enjoy yourselves and we'll be back next week. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of She's Not Doing So Well. Leave a message with questions or comments at 669-207-4643. Don't forget to subscribe and check out our links in the podcast description of this episode. Views, information, or opinions expressed during She's Not Doing So Well podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of any other agency, organization, employer, or company. This has been a House of Breck production.